One hobbit stands above the rest for his boldness and bravery, and it's not Frodo, Bilbo, or Sam. In fact, if you've only seen the movies, you may not know this hobbit's name. This is the second half of our wandering through Chapter 4 of J.R.R. Tolkien's Fellowship of the Ring, A Shortcut to Mushrooms. I'm Aaron, your host and fellow Middle-earth wanderer. And if you like good ale and mushrooms, this episode of Lore of the Rings is for you. But even if you don't, stay tuned, because a mysterious writer is just around the corner. Now, let's wander.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Time for a map check. I received a note from a listener recently saying that as he reads The Lord of the Rings, he is constantly flipping to the maps to get the right context for the story. Likewise, I hope the map checks on this show help you remember the context for today's tale. It is the Third Age of Middle-earth. The One Ring has been found and has been passed to Frodo Baggins, Hobbit from the Shire. As our journey through Middle-earth unfolds, we find Frodo and his companions navigating the perilous landscape pursued by Black Riders. Departing from the safety of the road, they attempt a shortcut in unknown terrain, encountering both moments of respite and echoes of impending darkness. Samwise Gamgee has experienced the beginning of a profound transformation, embracing a newfound sense of purpose and resolve as he embarks on a path shrouded in uncertainty and danger. The Hobbit's shortcut has taken them to the edges of a potentially perilous place, the land of Farmer Maggot, who may be a friend, or whose dogs may eat Frodo when they see him. In my movie cover 2002 Houghton Mifflin edition, we are exploring pages 89 through 95 of Fellowship of the Ring. This chapter introduces us to a different kind of hobbit than we see on Peter Jackson's silver screen, Farmer Maggot. First, what clues does Tolkien give us about Farmer Maggot? When it comes to reading Tolkien, you'll find that a guiding principle is to search for clues about characters from their surroundings, especially the land. In his letter to Milton Waldman, Tolkien often spoke about wanting to create a myth that was uniquely connected with the land of the English, not just in the metaphysical sense of this area belongs to a people, but in a natural sense as well. How are people connected to and treat the nature that is around them? So let's explore some unique aspects to Farmer Maggot and his land. Moments before, Frodo and his friends heard the communication between two Black Riders in the form of blood-chilling wails. But now, quote, "the land became steadily more tame and well-ordered. With this orderliness, the hobbits gained encouragement as, quote, everything seemed quiet and peaceful." Now here are the first two clues to Farmer Maggot. They pass a turnip field with, quote, "a stout gate," and hedges that are, quote, "well laid." These small details begin to reveal the farmer, and start to show why he wasn't shown in the film. Keep this in mind for just another minute. As they pass through the lane, they come upon some buildings, and the narrator informs us of just how odd the hobbits in this region are. They are house dwellers. These hobbits don't live in cozy, comfortable hobbit holes dug from the side of the hill. They actually build with wood and brick their own structures above the land. How strange! But this farm, in particular, is described as, quote, "stoutly built of brick and had a high wall around it." There's that word again, stoutly. That word can describe something that is fat or plump, but I think from these two contexts, a stoutly gate and a stoutly brick house, that we need a rather different definition for stout. More of a quality like unflinching, unwavering, or determined. And according to the dictionary on my Mac computer, stout is a word from Middle English of an Anglo-Norman French dialect, putting it squarely in Tolkien's linguistic expertise, and is associated with strong beer, which is important as we'll see in a moment. So Farmer Maggot's land is stout, as in firm, unyielding, or stubborn. Also, he is well-organized and disciplined. We can derive this from the clues from his land. But what about the man, or hobbit, himself? Let's look at that in a moment. Before we do, though, if you are loving the show, please leave a 5-star rating and review this episode. Every time you leave a rating and review, it helps more people find the show and builds our company of Middle-earth wanderers. Maggot is introduced first by his dogs, but he quickly mentions a recent encounter with a, quote, most outlandish character, asking, quote, funny questions. Then he invites them inside for, quote, a drop of good ale on tap. As they get to talking, we're told that the brew was indeed good, and Pippin feels more than compensated for missing the finest ale from the Golden Perch. Sam, however, is beginning to come into his new purpose. He's suspicious of Farmer Maggot, not only because he's from a different part of the Shire, but because he had once threatened his master. Sam is already filling the role of protector that he previously had not yet encountered. Maggot tells them of his own encounter with the Black Rider, a big fellow, all in black, riding boldly up to his door. Even the dogs were afraid of him. He asked about Baggins and offered gold in exchange for information. However, Maggot refuses and turns the rider away. And this, I think, is the final complication for why Farmer Maggot was not included in the films. Peter Jackson has mere minutes to establish the comfortable world of the hobbits in the Shire, and he has to set up so many things so that the hobbits are a distinct group within the film. They are a small, tight-knit community. They live in holes under the ground, and while they are hardy and resilient people, their resilience is subtle and not openly on display. Farmer Maggot breaks all those rules. Of the three hobbits who encounter him in the book, they have various relationships with him. He doesn't dwell in a hole underground, but rather a house, and he is an outwardly tough and resistant hobbit. He is bold enough to defy Black Riders, even threatening them with his vicious dogs. He's not neighborly towards them, like Sam's dad, the gaffer, during the conversation that Frodo overheard before he left Bag End. To try to reconcile this different kind of hobbit with the ones on the screen would have detached from the main story and gone too far into diving into the world of hobbits, for a movie at least. But while it might make for a better movie, it's still a tragedy that we don't get to explore this formidable hobbit on screen, at least more so than an angry, bouncing farm tool. Farmer Maggot also breaks the pattern of advice that Frodo has received. Both Gandalf and Gildor were somewhat hesitant to give advice, and they did so with great care. And their advice was to leave and take such companions as they could trust with him. But Maggot gives unguarded and unasked-for advice. Quote, I'm glad that you've had the sense to come back to Buckland. My advice is, stay there, and don't get mixed up with these outlandish folk. To the stout yet simple Farmer Maggot, all of Frodo's troubles come from him being mixed up with the odd hobbits from Hobbiton, and especially that really odd hobbit, old Bilbo Baggins. But while Maggot gives unguarded advice without really knowing the whole situation, he's right on at least one point. Quote, it is as plain as my nose that no accident brought you and that rider here on the same afternoon. No accident indeed, not the least of which because the riders are trying to find Frodo, who took back roads and even left the road for a while. But I sense something deeper. There is more than just an evil power at work, and Frodo will find help and courage in unlikely places, even in the brick home of a stout and ignorant hobbit who once was an adversary. I like Farmer Maggot. He's a wonderful character who will have a part to play before the end. But for now, we can leave him to his stout and well-ordered lands. But before this chapter ends, Frodo will have yet another encounter with a Black Rider. We'll get to that right after this break. We're not done yet. If you like this episode, please leave a review and share with your friends. And remember to subscribe if you haven't already. We'll be right back.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Are you ready to dive deeper into Tolkien's world? If you've ever struggled to read The Silmarillion, I've got just the thing for you. I've created a free guide packed with my best tips to help you conquer this epic book. Whether you're a seasoned reader or tackling it for the first time, this guide will make your journey through the first age of Middle-earth more rewarding than ever. Head over to ringspodcast.com to download your free guide today. Your adventure deeper into Middle-earth starts now. Visit ringspodcast.com today for your free guide. Farmer Maggot provides the hobbits with a meal, then offers them a ride in his cart to the ferry crossing. As they plod along in the deepening evening, they again hear that dreaded sound that has been dogging them on the road ever since they left Hobbiton. Quote, hooves on the road ahead. Frodo hides himself in the cart, and Sam fully steps into his new protector role as he climbs out and sits next to the farmer in the front of the wagon. As they get closer, they can see, quote, a dark cloaked shape in the midst. What does this dark rider want? To find Baggins. A lantern is uncovered, and the Dark Rider is revealed to be none other than Merry Brandybuck. Two interesting details I want you to see from this encounter. One, Merry can ride a pony, so it's only fitting that he would eventually pledge himself to the service of the King of Rohan, or we might say the King of the Horse People, but we'll get to that in about a year's time or so. And two, notice how this encounter with the rider was different. Yes, it was ominous, and they believed it was one of the Black Riders, but something very distinct is missing from this encounter than all the others with Black Riders on the road. Not once is Frodo tempted to slip on the ring. While everyone was anxious, Frodo did not feel that same level of fear, nor the desire to disappear and hide from the approaching danger. It's little clues like this, where a pattern is set up, then slightly changed, that displayed Tolkien's full power as a narrator, and I am here for all of it. So, here's another one. Tolkien loved to take little adages that we say today and put them in Middle-earth, as if these sayings have been around forever, and many of them come from common hobbit sense. Pippin mentioned one earlier in this chapter, shortcuts make long delays. And Farmer Maggot gives us another one before the end. Quote, all's well as ends well. This phrase is strikingly similar to the title of a Shakespeare play, and Tolkien unashamedly puts it in the mouth of Farmer Maggot. That play is decidedly outside of the morals of Middle-earth, but there is a certain amount of ring exchanging that happens. And to cap off the chapter, A Shortcut to Mushrooms, Frodo laughs as he realizes the final parting gift from Mrs. Maggot, a basket full of warm mushrooms. Join me in the next episode, where Frodo will begin to lay bare all his plans, and a conspirator will be revealed. Can Frodo trust anyone? Thank you for wandering Middle-earth with me today. My friends, if you enjoyed this episode, let me know by subscribing, leaving a review, and sharing with your friends. Follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Lore of the Rings Podcast. For feedback on the show, please email me using the link in the show notes. Until next Thursday, remember, not all those who wander are lost.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.